This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Jonathan All.
And I'm Emily Boyer.
Well, Yahoo Finance reported on an editing decision made in the documentary Under the Gun, which was co-produced by Katie Couric. As Yahoo Finance describes it, at one point during the documentary, Couric asks representatives of the Virginia Citizens Defense League a question. If there are no background checks for gun purchasers, how do you prevent felons or terrorists from purchasing a gun? The VCDL members say nothing for about 8 seconds as they look around the room, and then one answers. Viewers get the impression that the VCDL members were stumped by the question, but in fact, an audio recording of the interview demonstrates one of them responded immediately. Couric initially denied inserting the silence, then acknowledged it was put into the piece to create a certain dramatic effect. So is that what we've come to in journalism now, is creating dramatic effects?
I hope not. I was upset to hear about this and read about it. Not surprised, but definitely upset.
I think a lot of these reporter personality types are still sort of trying to straddle that line between entertainment and news, and what makes for good entertainment doesn't necessarily stand up for what makes, you know, accurate news. And I think that was mostly the issue here.
Do you think that's the type of thing we see on television more than we would hear on the radio or read in the newspaper, that sort of blurring the line between journalism and entertainment?
I think that you know, everything is edited, you know, at some level.
Sure.
For clarity, to get to a point quicker. And most of the time, it doesn't have an effect on the meaning or the mood of the reporting. But sometimes it does. And I think that it's problematic. And I think one of the things that's contributing to this is the public's clamor for journalists to be advocates for their cause and not to report facts. I'm not excusing what Katie Couric and her production team did, because journalistically it's wrong and ethically it's wrong. However, you have people calling on the media to be more like Jon Stewart or John Oliver, where you're asking them to, you know, they say call out the BS, and really what they mean is make the other side look bad because I want my side to win. You know, I think a classic example of this is between Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton supporters, where all over they're criticizing the media for giving too much or too little attention to their opponent. They don't want journalism. They want advocacy for their position.
Well, we've heard the same thing on the Republican side, is the reporters being criticized for not calling out Donald Trump or being harder on him throughout the course of the primary season.
While Donald Trump is accusing the media of, you know, falsifying information and providing too much scrutiny of him at the same time. So I think this deceptive editing, though, that we're seeing, the Daily Show's also been accused of doing that sort of thing. And it's interesting, though, because I think when we think of that, we think of editing answer or changing what the question was that prompted the answer, versus here, all that was really done was they just added some space. They just added some silence. And it's interesting the impact that that has on the conversation and how that really changes what the intent really seemed to be. And it goes that it fits with an agenda that she was trying to prove a point.
As far as the Daily Show editing stuff to make a point, that's a comedy show. Should there be a difference?
Yes, there should be. And, you know, I think that's one of the things, you know, Jon Stewart famously said in defense of his show, he said, I don't host a news show.
Right.
My lead-in is puppets making crank calls, which at the time it was. You know, and I think that the problem is that it has changed the audience's expectations. They want the advocacy for their point of view to have the feel and smell of journalism. And I think it puts journalists in an interesting dilemma. You know, clearly Katie Couric's documentary, or at least that portion of it, was designed to appeal to people that think there should be more gun control. That's fine, but it's not journalism. And I think that we need to, you know, those of us who believe in impartial journalism need to stake the flag, stick to our guns, no pun intended, and make sure that we insist on high ethics from everything that we call journalism.
I do agree that, you know, the shows like The Daily Show are obviously comedy, but you do have that perception as kind of reality. And when your audience is going to you for news of the day and they're believing what you say, I think you do have some responsibility to at least be telling the truth. You can do it in a funny way, but you don't want to be misrepresentative of what anyone that you talk to.
I think there's a certain level of responsibility on that audience to understand if they're getting their news from comedy shows that what they're getting is a bit of shtick tossed in there. And if they're really interested in issues and want to get some news, they need to turn to a legitimate news source.
Isn't it harder, though, to determine what is a legitimate news source? Because while we say that, you know, shows like The Daily Show or The Nightly Show or This Week with John Oliver, while we say they're comedy shows, there is some journalism in there. They're doing some reporting on issues and they are doing some things. Part of what they do is journalistic. A lot of it isn't, though. And that I think, and I'm not saying that they shouldn't do it or that people shouldn't enjoy it. It makes it a lot blurrier.
Yes, we have blurred lines here. And I just wonder, I mean, is there an obligation on people who want to be informed to turn to, I guess, what you would call maybe a traditional news source to try and get some information instead of having a skewed point of view that you might get with a comedy show?
I mean, they have the rankings that come out and look at, like, biased reporting of news organizations, but I think more often than not, you sort of listen for what you agree with, and then that sounds right to you, and you sort of go from there. But I think that this also brings up another issue where the group that was interviewed, they had to provide this tape of the interview to be able to prove that what happened didn't happen, and just putting more people on guard, you know, it's sometimes difficult to find people that are willing to talk to you already, and now they have this idea that you're going to misrepresent them, and they're worried about even going on air or being recorded because of what you might do with this information. We had one of our reporters who just interviewed someone, and he wanted to tape the interview because he was not trusting of what we were going to do with the information. So you're encountering that more often now where they need to have this in case it goes on and they don't feel it was accurate.
And for the record, we did completely consent to that. If someone who we are interviewing wants to on their own record it, it's fine with us.
Yeah, and I don't know if the person being interviewed did not trust us in particular or just the media in general, because we all kind of get lumped together as just being this one big group, the media.
And that's another problem with, like, you know, comedy shows, right? The Tri-States Public Radio and The Daily Show are very different, but it is just the media.
And it's not fair because, you know, we get lumped in and you know, there's no membership club. It's not like anyone's approved to be a member of the media. Anyone who seems to have a blog or a podcast can be considered part of the media. And, you know, media ethics are followed by fewer and fewer people, which makes it more difficult for those of us that follow them.
And sort of tying into that and getting back to an earlier point you made, Jonathan, yes, we edit just about everything we do. I've always been told it's fine to edit as long as you don't change the meaning of that piece of audio. And I think by inserting that 8 seconds of silence, Katie Couric and her production crew changed the meaning of that piece of audio, of that tape.
Yeah.
All right. With that, we need to wrap things up for today. Our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.